Zog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the top by the two dots. Parsu sadin shel butz. They spread out a sadin, a sheet made out of butz, out of pishtin, out of linen, in order to separate and cover up the Kohen Gadol when he goes into the mikveh, that it should be tsanua. Zog the Gemara, Maishna shel butz. Why was it specifically made out of pishtin? Zog the Gemara, the answer is, Kedo Omer Rav Kahana, like we find Rav Kahana says, when it came to the second tefillah, Rav Kahana said, the reason why it's made out of boots is Kadesh Yakish Avodah Sayyoyim Bebig Day boots, in order that he should be reminded that Avodah Sayyoyim on Yom Kippurim is done, Bebig Day Lovon, meaning Dalet Begodim, when he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, and the different parts of the Avodah Sayyoyim is done, Dafka Bebig Day boots. So Hochanami, likewise over here, by the first tefillah, it's Shiyakish Avodah Sayyoyim Bebig Day boots, that he should also realize that Avodah Sayyoyim today is Bebig Day boots. Now, Rav Kahana said his statement, Pashas, by the second tefillah. Because the second tefillah is indeed before he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. So then he has a reminder, Big Day Boots, because he's supposed to wear Big Day Boots now. And Rav Kahana did not say by the first one, even though it's applicable by the first one too. We're saying Avada, it applies, the reason is the same reason why we do by the first one also, is that he should know that even though by the first one he might still be wearing Big Day Zov, but you'll eventually have to take off the Big Day Zov and put on Big Day Lovon. But the reason why Pashto Rav Kahana said it by the second, it was that's where it's negeya for. It's negeya when you're actually wearing the Big Day boots, meaning you're wearing the Big Day Lovin. So over there, it's taka, the separation was made from Big Day boots. Over here, it's a bigger chiddush, because over here he's not wearing yet Big Day Lovin, but still it was made out of Big Day boots. That is one way of learning. Toysa says, Kedom Rav Kahana Kedesh Yakir Kohen Gadol Shavaris Yoyim Shel Boots. This is referring to later by the second tefillah when they brought in the Big Day Lovin. Why did Rav Kahana say his statement by the second tefillah and that we're deriving, just like by the second tefillah, it's Kadesh Yakir, so too by the first tefillah, the reason why it's made out of boots is Kadesh Yakir. Why didn't he say it directly by the first tefillah? By the first tefillah, it's posha that's the reason. Why? The pshita the tzorich hakeira. Of course, you need a hacker by the first tefillah. Shalayita v'yilbash kol ches begodim. So it says vakeret. Since the first tefillah you're wearing shmoyne begodim, you're not wearing Big Day Lovin yet. So over here, it's posha that has to be a reminder that you're going to have to remove the Big Day Zov soon and put on Big Day Lovin. Because over here, you shouldn't be nitta and think that what you're wearing now is what you're going to continue wearing the whole day. Shalayita v'yilbash kol ches begodim kedech shu oisa kol imoisa shana like you wear the whole year. Kshu poshet Big Day Choyl shu loivish kol ches begodim. Kohen Gadol on a regular weekday takes on Big Day Chol, puts on Big Day Ches, and that's what he wears the whole day. V'lekach posa Big Day Boots, k'dei sh'yaka sh'yoyim ein lo lil bish Big Day Boots. That avada by the first tefillah, there's a reminder that today it's not like a regular day and he can't wear Big Day Zov the whole time. But rather, it should not be Big Day Boots. Ein lo lil bish Big Day Boots in Big Day Zov, ela b'fnei atzmon. Meaning that you have to wear the Big Day Boots b'fnei atzmon and not with the Big Day Zov. Avo b'seifa. Hashem in the seifa over there, it's a chiddush, Dr. Tesis. Shu poish the Big Day Zov. V'yesh loy luvosh begodim acherim. Over here, he's removing the Big Day Zov by the second tefillah. And he has to put on other begodim. Salg that, I mean, you might think, the lavet tzorech hakeira, we don't need a reminder. The vadele also limite, over here, he's not going to be mistaken and put on Big Day Zov. He's removing his Big Day Zov. If he's removing Big Day Zov, obviously he's going to put on something else, which is Big Day Lovin. So you need a reminder to put on Big Day Lovin. So Melos, Dr. Tesis, that's Rav Kahana said it by the second tefillah. That's one pshat. Since you already purchased the sadin shel butz pam achas by the first tefillah, so came into kvar pirsa pam achas sadin shel butz k'desh yakir. So sagi b'hochi. That should be enough. You don't have to do it again, made out of boots, tafka. You have to do it a second time too. So Mele Tosis learns that Rav Kahana's Kiddush was specifically said by the second tefillah for the two reasons that he just brought. So Tosis is not saying the Svara that it's specifically said by the second because that's when Yitaka wearing Big Day Lovin. Mashenka by the first, he didn't say it because he's not wearing Big Day Lovin. He says, Fakert, by the first, for sure you need the reminder. And by the first, it's poshet because you shouldn't think that you're only wearing Big Day Zov.
Zog the Mishnah. Poshat yorad v'toval. Poshat, he removed his Big Day Choyl. We're talking about now that he's going to do the first avoid in the morning. So poshat, he removed his Big Day Choyl. Yorad, he went to the mikveh v'toval and he was toival. All of in his topic, he came up and he dried himself off in order there shouldn't be any chatzitza because there has to be al psoroi. So it can't be any chitzitz between the begodim and his skin. So Vinistapik had dried himself off well. Hevielo big day zov. So now they first him initially they brought him big day zov. Velovash vikidesh yodav raglov. He put on the big day zov, vikidesh yodav raglov is mekadesh yadayim v'roglayim. That means he was toivol. He removed the big day choil. He was toivol. He dried himself off, put on the big day zov, and now he's mekadesh yadayim v'roglayim. The Rashi over here says vikidesh yodav raglov is a grashi min akir. Now, even though we know that the kiddush on Yom Kippurim, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was always done from a kitten shel zov, that was unique about Yom Kippur. So why does Rashi say over here min akir? So the truth is that the Rishalmi learns that the first kiddush, which was different than the rest of Yom Kippur, the first kiddush when it comes from Big Day Choyl, that kiddush is not yet mekitten shel zov. Only the first one was takedam min akir. And the other kiddushim, zog the Rishalmi, taked were done by kitten through kitten shel zov. And the pshat is because the first kiddush is mehilchus kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you have the whole year. And that's why Taka has a din of kir, and that's why it's different than the other kiddushim. And the Briskov and Avodis Yom Kippurim, Taka explains that this is the Yesoi, the Hainu. The first kiddush is mehilchus midin kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of the whole year. So that's Taka midami kiddush shel zov, which is a parash of kir. Masha enkein, other kiddushim is a parash of achir mois. The other kiddushim of this day is a kiddush midin Yom Kippurim. So that's taka different. That's not minakir, and that's taka kitten shel zov. However, the mashmois in Rashi and Chumash is that all the asori kiddushin were done on Yom Kippurim from a kir too. So what happened to the kitten shel zov? So the Chizkuni explains Rashi and he says that the water emanated from the kir. That means the water first had to be niskadish in the kir. And that water was then ultimately brought to Kiddush Shel Zov, and that's where he made the Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. But the water had to be niskadish in the kir. Why was the water not niskadish in the Kiddush Shel Zov? Kiddush Shel Zov, after all, the klishar is too. So why can't we mekadish it? So either the pshat is because there's a mitzvah that the mayim that's mekadish the water has to be made kir. So in order to mekadish it has to be made kir, it has to come from the kir. So Melo, the kir first has to mekadish the mayim. And then ultimately, the kiddush was done. Taka, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was done in the kiddush shel zov. But it has to be first called mekir. So mekir means it has to be niskadish in the kir. So melech zaktrashi, all 10 came from the kir, meaning the water came from the kir. But not that the ma'ase kiddush yadayim v'raglayim was done in the kir. That was the oilam was taka done in the kiddush shel zov. Others learn that based on rishonim that the din of being mekadish the mayim is only when it's roi lahachsik. A kiddush yadayim v'raglayim of dalat kahanim, and that is what the kir had within it. Mashenk the kiddush zov did not have that size, so melech had to come about through a kiddush of the mayim coming first from the kir. Now the mashmoyus in the mishnah is clearly that poshat he removed the big dechoil. Now there's a big machlek zishoinim. What happened to the tumas hadeshen on Yom Kippurim? We know that avodas hayoyim was always done by the kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim. Tumas hadeshen was before this ma'isa. Before they shechted the carbon tomit. So it says over here that he was poshat, he removed the big dechoil. So it's a machlekes, the Balamar and the Ramban. The Ramban and the Milchames, in the first daf, Midap Yarif, over here in Yuma, he brings and he says that the Trumas Hadeshen Avada needed big dechohuna. So I over here, it says he removed the big dechoil because the Trumas Hadeshen was not done through the Koyen Godel. Trumas Hadeshen, even in Yom Kippurim, was done by a regular Koyen. The one that was zeichin the pious. And all the avodas hayoyim have to be done in Yom Kohen Gadol does not include the tumas hadeshen. Similar, it might not include the hefshet of the behema, but the avodas were done by the Kohen Gadol, but not the tumas hadeshen. So Melo zok the Ramban and Milchames, very gishmak, poshat, he removed the big dechoil, and the tumas hadeshen that was done before him was not done through him. It was takedon big dechoidish, not by him, but by regular Kohen. However, the Balamor argues on the Ramban in the Mechames. The Balamor holds that Trumas Hadeshen was also done by the Kohen Gadol. And Avada, you have to wear Big Day Kahuna when you do the Trumas Hadeshen. What does it mean over here? Remove the Big Day Choyl? Because the Trumas Hadeshen was done way earlier in the night. And after he did the Trumas Hadeshen, he put back on the Big Day Choyl. So a mail over here, it says, Poshat Yorad V'Toval. And that's what you have to learn. The Hainu Avada, the Trumas Hadeshen was done also by the Kohen Gadol. And he had to wear Big Day Kahuna for that. After he did that mice of Tumas Hadeshen, he removed the Big Day Kodesh, put back on Big Day Choyl, because this was done earlier, it was done even by Chatzos, and Memela,
It was taka done by chatzos. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It was by regolim. It was done by the soif hashmul yishoyna. But by Yom Kippurim, it was done by chatzos. So chatzos all the way till the morning now is a long time. So he put on the big day kodesh when he did the tumas adeshen. He put back on big day choil. And now it was poshat, he removed the big dechol, and yorad v'toval. That's how the Balamar learns that l'olim was done by the Kohen Gadol, the big dechodesh, but it's still shaykh adin of poshat over here, because he put back on the big dechol. Now, according to the Milchames, that he never did the Tumas Adeshen, so this is stuck in the first tefillah. According to the Balamar, that he did the Tumas Adeshen, so Ebezoy L'chari would have to have a tefillah for that also. So why is this not part of the tefillahs? Teretz is because this tefillah is not part of the Chomesh tefillahs and Asar Kedushin. Because this, the tefillah of the Trumas Adeshen was done earlier, was done in the daytime, before the Mais Trumas Adeshen. So Mela, that's not the Chomesh tefillahs of Yom Kippurim, because it's not part of the Cheshbon of the Chomesh tefillahs. It was done taka earlier, and even though it was done by the Kohen Gadol, but it was done earlier, it's not part of the tefillahs of Yom Kippurim. So zok the Mishnah again, poshad yored v'tovel, all of in his topic, hevilo big days of, they burn big days of. V'lova, she put them on, v'kiddish od v'raglov. Hevilo is atomid de burn v'kom, atomid, atomid sheshachar, korzo he shechted it. U'mirek achel shchita. And then another koyin took over and continued shechting after he did the first two simonim, al yodoi, meaning right after him. Kibbala Saddam, he did this in order that the Kohen Gadol could be able to mekabel the dam, because all the avodas here were done by the Kohen Gadol. So if he's going to continue the shechita, it's going to be very, very hard for him to also mekabel the dam. So he had to do the two simonim, someone else take over, so he can take the klishos and mekabel the dam. So mirk acha shechita al yodoi, then Kibbala Saddam, he himself, the Kohen Gadol, mekabel the dam, vizorkoi, and he was zerikit. Nichnas lahak tekteres, and it was makte tekteres shel shachar. Ulehetiv es aneres to meitiv the neres. Ulehakiv es haroish ves evorim. And to be makiv, to actually be makte the roish. The roish was brought to the ramp, and then it was brought from the kevesh to the mizbeach. And he did the actual akrova. Either it was brought by him, by the Kohen Gadol from the kevesh to the mizbeach, or the one that won the pious brought it to the mizbeach. But the ikis was stated in the Mishnah. The akrova was done by the roish, but by the Kohen Gadol itself. Ulehakiv es haroish ves evorim. There's a chavitin, there's a yayin, the chavitin that came every day, and the yayin that came together, the nesochim, he was makiv all that on Yom Kippurim. Now, as Machlokes Rishonim, if the carbon tomet shel shachar, which is be'etzim, not the avodas hayoyim, it's done on Yom Kippur, but it's be'etzim something that's brought every single day, is that also something that's mutl on the Kohen Gadol midoraisa, that the avodas hayoyim has to be only done through him? Or Pshat HaZvitvos says it's only the Rabbanan dekadin, because it's not really Mechoyves HaYoyim, so mainly he does it Midrabonon, like he does the other Avodis HaYoyim, which is Mutl Olam Midraisa. But the fact that he does the Korban Tomid is Midrabonon, because he does the other Avodis HaYoyim Midraisa, so this also is done by him, but Midrabonon. That's how Ritva learns. Now, the din of Merik Acher Al Yodoi, that means someone else continues the Shechita Al Yodoi, Zok Rashi, Al Yodoi means Bishviloi, for him. So who is this other person? Usually we know Shechit is Ksheira Bezar. On Yom Kippurim, Be'etzem a Kohen Hedyot from the Mishmer is also Be'etzem a Zar, because the Avodah is only done by a Kohen Gadol. So if you learn that the Avodah of Yom Kippurim is done by a Kohen Gadol only, including the Tomid, and now anyone else is considered a Zar, so L'chayra, this Acher could be a Zar also. Just like it could be a Kohen Acher, it could be a Zar also, because a Kohen, for all practical purposes, is like a Zar clapping the Kohen Gadol. But L'maisi, the Meiri learns that the person that does it is Dafka a Kohen from the Mishmer of that day. And the Achronim learned, the Beis Halevi says, that a Zohar would be also for him to finish the Shechita. Even though usually Shechita is Ksheir Bezohar, but since on Yom Kippurim, the Avodas HaYoyim is Dafka by Kohen Gadol, so for him now to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Kippurim, Shabbos would not be nitcha for avodas tzibur only by kahanim. So the Kohen Gadol does the avodah, and now he needs someone to take over. It's only nitchas ayde kahanim, because they have to do the avodah in Beis HaMikdosh. So melech kahanim taka could be doicha Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, even though he's only a merik achal yodoi. Mashekin is zor, zor is kosher, but would not be able to do it on Shabbos and Yom Kippurim. Zok the Beis HaLevi lo nitin Shabbos li dochois for a shechita of a zor, even though shechita is kosher bizar. A Kohen Hedyot is a Zohar, clapping the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, so you have to say no. That Lamaisa, the Kohen Hedyot, is not considered a Zohar, klappe the shchitas tomid of Yom Kippurim, because the shchitas tomid lemaisa is the avoidus of the koyin of the koyanim. So mele is beetsim kosher midiraisa. So mele would not be considered a zog klappe him, and it's nitanly doches for the koyin hadya to continue. And beetsim like this is said to the base of Levi that a zog will be also the rishash and yavam islamid gimel learns like that. And the Shaar Melech and Bias Mikdash, Perek Vov learns like that, that it's dafka by a Kohen and not by a Zor. Now, even though the Kohen Gol already did the Simonim, or Rav the Simonim, but Kol Zman it's Mefarcheses, that would still be considered that you need a special heter that it could be done dafka by a Kohen and it can't be done by a Zor. Shabbos would not be nitli dochois for the Hemshech of the Shechita. However, the Orchaner in Yevomis clearly argues on this, and he says that if a Kohen Hedyot is mutter to do it, then who then a Zor can do it? And be'etzim, the Merik Acha Yod can be done by a Zor also, because Shechita is Cher B'Zor. And we write it has to be done by someone else, it can be done by a Zor also. And be'etzim, the Zor can do it also, and Shabbos is nitli doches even by the Zor. Because Misvore, we write a Zor is also, so then the Kohen Hedyot is a Zor, klapit the Kohen Gol also. So again, zok de mishne avilo es atomit kotzo merk acher shchita al yodoy. Kibul es adam vezol kon nichnas lahaktik teures al shachal heit vza neres ul hakev vza roish vese vorim vese chavitim vese yain. Teures al shachal zok de mishne hoy so kreve bein dam le vorim. The teures al shachal was nikta when between his zvikas adam and the akrova of the evorim. Shal bein abayim, the teures of bein abayim was done, bein evorim le nisochim. Now, when we're saying in the Reisha that the Keteres HaShachar was done between the Dam and Nevorim, it doesn't mean exactly between the Dam and Nevorim, because the Keteres was done between the Hatova of the Neres. There was a Hatova, the Hatlok of the 5 and the 2, the Keteres was done back smack in between. Abishol Taka argues, Abishol says that the Tomid was done, then, and the Keteres was not done then. But Akoponim, come to Rabbonon, it's Taka after the Dam, before the Evorim. But it's not done exactly between the Dam and Evorim. It's actually done between the Hatovas of the Neres, between the 5 and the 2. The Ben Abayim and the Ben Evorim and the Sochim. The Mishnah finishes off, Imoi Koyin Gol, Zokin, or Istinus. If he was old or is an Istinus. So, Mechamin Lechamin, we'll have to heat up water before Yom Kippurim. Umatilin Letech HaTzoinen, and you place the hot water into the Tzoinen to make the cold not so cold, to warm it up a little. That the tzena, the coldness should become a little warmer, and if it was an istinus, meaning he was mitzunan, so to speak, so then he taka, you allow to warm it up for him, that it shouldn't be so cold. So the Pichodesh learns that this din is dafka because of ancient shvus b'mikdash. So it's meduktik, it's dafter after the first tefillah. Because the first tefillah was b'choil, so you don't have the din of ancient shvus b'mikdash. Dafka after the first tefillah, so then you can be warm up the water a little and make it not so mitzunan. Because the ancient shvus b'mikdash is only the gay b'koidish. However, others learn, the Seyda Avoyda L'Rosh learns, and the Shaar Melech, that be'etzim, the whole Harabais is considered a gather of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. So there won't be a difference between the first tefillah or the other tefillahs. Even if the first tefillah is b'chol, it's in the Harabais, and the din of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash would apply, and b'meila you would be able to be make the water that it shouldn't be so mitzunan, because it's only a Shavuos, and that would be muta in the Mikdash, even by the first tefillah. Now, they didn't warm up the water totally that it should be hot, because Avadis is a gzeir of Mechatzois. It's just that it should remove the coldness. It shouldn't be so cold. I mean, it's really a discussion if by a tefillah there's a gzeir mechatzoyis or not. Akaponim, that would be the nekuda over here. If there would be a problem, if it would taka be hot because of a gzeir mechatzoyis by the ma'aseh tefillah. Zok the Gemara amru rabbonon kameid rapopa. Ho de loik remeir. Our Mishnah implies not like remeir. The remeir, remeir shita is came with the omar trei kedusha. Alavisha Ovid Luhu Hochadamilava Tre Kiddush Alavisha. Remei Shita is later in the Mishnah of Lamadalad that whenever the Kohen put on clothing, he needed two Kiddushin. So over here he put on Big Days of, and it only says he was Mekadosh once. According to Remei, it should require two Kiddushin. Remei Shita later in Lamadalad on Beis, Remei says in the Mishnah over there that Poshat, when he removed his clothing by the second tefillah, Kiddush Yod V'Raglov, he was Mekadosh Yod V'Raglov, Yod V'Toval, all of his topic, Avilu Big Day Lovan. Lovash v'kiddush yod v'raglov. So there was a kiddush yod v'raglaim when he was poshet his clothing in order to put on the new clothing. So the Gemara's hamin right now is that the kiddush of poshet v'kiddush was in order to put on the new clothing, and then you were mekadosh again after you put on the actual big delovin. So according to Meir over here, it should require two kiddush yod v'raglaim, and it only says there was one kiddush yod v'raglaim.
Sagt Rashi, der Leukere Meier, der Polik beim Assisen betwiller Schnee, der Rabbonen, schon ihr mag die mit Kiddush le Pschita. Rabbonen say, you make the Kiddush before the Pschita. Wo hüt dem Pschita le Kiddush? And Rameyer says, you do the Pschita first and the Kiddush afterwards. The Tanan, Rameyer oi me poshat ve Kiddush, ve shamina mi no, we learn from here, the Svile, the Schnee Kiddush, and she hitzich hakosuv, ben begel beger, kiddi afle kamon tavayu, bishum levish, as begotem amischalfim, tachas arishoinim hu. The purpose of the Kiddush, according to Rameyer, is because you're putting on new clothing. And our mission is not like him. He's coming to put on the big days of, he should require to kiddush him. So the chari, the mission by us, is not like Rameya. Zog the Gemara again, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rapapa, Hod Loik Rameya. The Igra Meya, came down with three kiddush ala visha ovid lu, hochanami li avid three kiddush ala visha, omulu Rapapa. The reason why you don't have two kedushim on the levish over here is because bein rabbonon bein remeya chad apshita the big day kodesh vechad alavisha. Remeya never required two kedushim for the levishas. The remeya holds you make two kedushim, one is for the pshita and one is for the levisha. And a machlokes remein rabbonon is going to be is when you make the kiddush for the pshita, but not the pshat that you're making two kiddushim for the levisha. But then over here you would require two kiddushim. Over here there's no kiddush for the pshita because over here you're being poshed big dechoil. The first tefillah is a pshita is a big dechoil, so that's why it doesn't require a kiddush. And the Gemara explains the yisayin machloikus. Zok the Gemara omul rapope bein rabbonim bein rameya chad apshita the big dechoidush vechad alavisha v'hocha ba'akam ifki and yisayin machloikus remain rabbonim later on daf lamed dalad. Is as follows, how did teach the posuk? Steht in posuk, uposhat v'rochat v'lovash. The posuk says, ubo aron el oil moid, uposhat is big de'abod, asher lovash bevoy el ha-kodesh, v'nichem shom. And then it says, v'rochat is besorah b'mayim, v'mokam kodesh v'lovash, and then it says, v'lovash is begodov, v'yotzev oses, elosev etz o'ilis om, v'chip abad avad o'om. So it says the three words, it says, uposhat, v'rochat, and then v'lovash, Remeya Sovar, Remeya learns Makish Pshita Lelevisha. You compare the Pshita to Levisha, and what aspect of the Pshita do you compare to Levisha? Ma Levisha, Loivish Vachach Mekadesh, just like by the Levisha, you first wear the big days of, and then you Mekadesh, so Af Pshita, it's Poishit Vachach Mekadesh. The Kiddush only takes place after the Pshita, just like it takes place after Levisha, so too takes place after Levisha. But it's for the Pshita. It's because of the pshita, but it's after the pshita. V'rabbon and Savri makes pshita levisha in another aspect. Ma levisha kshu lovush mekadesh, just like levisha. You're mekadesh when you're wearing the clothing. Af pshita kshu lovush mekadesh. So to the pshita, when you mekadesh, kshu lovush. Kshu lovush means before the pshita, when you're still wearing your clothing. Mashengen over here, it's on the gabus, you're wearing big dechoil. But in the regular case, your taka would be mekadesh when you're still wearing the big dechoilish before you remove them. Frag the Gemara on this teretz, Omrulei Rabbonu Rapapa, Umimot Zed Amet Hochi, could you say that by us, there would not be a requirement of a Kiddush, a Kontrameya, because it's a Pshita of a Big Dechoil, you're not removing Big Dechoil, you're removing Big Dechoil. So the Gemara's Hamina was that the two Kiddushim a Kontrameya was for a Levisha. And the Gemara says, no, it's not two for Levisha, it's one for Pshita, one for Kiddush. But a Pshita has to be definitely Big Dechoidish, but by Big Dechoil it's not applicable, and that's why also there's no two Kiddushim because it's Big Dechoil. In fact, the Gemara, Behedji, we learn not like that. We see by us, we'll see a Braisa that says, the Rameya requires a Kiddush Yudayim V'Aglayim, even when you push at Big Dechoil. Zog the Gemara, Omer L'Rabbonu Rapapa, Umi Motzit Amet Hochi, V'Tanya. We learn clearly in the Braisa, not like this. Posu Sadin Shalbutz, Beinu Leveinu Om. This is talking about the first kiddush. Poshat v'yorat toval v'olav v'nistap. Poshat v'yorat v'toval. And he was poshat his big dechol. And he went into the mikveh. V'nistapik. Olo, and he came up v'nistapik and he dried himself off. Hevilu big dezov and he brought him the big dezov. V'lovash v'kiddush yod v'raglov. So Tanakama Taka holds. Yemekash yod v'raglaim after you put on the big dezov. Remeya oimer, no. Poshat, he removed the big dechol. V'kiddush yod v'raglov. It says clearly he was mekadosh yadayim v'raglaim. V'yorad v'toval, olav v'nistapik, v'vilo b'gdezov, v'lovash, v'kiddush od v'raglov. So we see two kiddushim. So we see clearly, it's not the pshat that it's
the two kedushim is one for poshat and one is for the levisha. Here we see clearly it's two kedushim that he made for the levisha, because even by poshat or big dechol, it says in this brisa that the mayor requires a second kiddush. So the two kedushim. So the mishnah is not like Rameya. So the gemara omar lehu itanya tanya in chanami. If you have a brisa that says clearly that Rameya requires two kedushim even in the case of removing big dechol, then our mishnah is not like Rameya. Now, shit's Rameya that you push the begodim and then you were Mekadish. So that's why Taka, the Kiddush takes place after the being pushed the begodim, because the Ikka thing that's Mechayiv, the Kiddush, is the Maisa of being pushed the begodim. So what do you do now if you're removed your begodim? You're Mekadish your Daim Vaglaim when you're totally without any begodim? So Teshonim says that you Mechase your goof with Mashu, with something. Zok Teshonim pushed Vacha Mekadish. They do the kiddush before the maisa of the pshitus. She a tofel koidem leika. You can't do the kiddush before the ikka. The ikka is the maisa pshitus. So you can't do the tofel the kiddush before the ikka. According to Rabbanon, the reason why you do the kiddush before the pshitus is because it doesn't make sense that you're naked. She yase kiddush olum ba'azora. I, according to Rameya, l'chayra, if you push it in Mekadosh, l'chayra, you're naked. Aval Rameya tzorech hu la'asoy se ba'azorah, ela she'chase atzme b'shum dover, de'ein kiddush ela b'fnim. Kiddush is b'fnim. And how are you going to do it if you're in Amechusa? The Torah says, ye'mechase atzme b'shum dover. Now the Biskurov be'etzim says that once he removes his begodim, so Rameya, even if you don't remove all your begodim, it's already considered that you're not wearing begodim. So in Mela, you don't have to be naked. Be'etzim, you don't have to mechase begodim with some b'shum dover. All you have to do is start removing some of the begodim, and already you consider that you mechase begodim. So in Mela, then you already consider that you can make the ma'isa kiddush, because you already removed, you did the ma'isa pshitus. Removing part is already called the ma'isa pshitus. Meaning when you remove one beged, it's already called mechase begodim. And that's considered that you're a poshat big dekuna. Zog du mal weiter, bishlom el Rameya, hanen mishkachas lo, asoy kiddushin. I understand with 10 Kiddushin. We know there were 5 Tvilas in Yom Kippur and 10 Kiddushin. Because according to Rameya, this first Tvila, even from Big Dechoyl, Taka state in the Braise, there were 10 Kiddushin. There was 2 Kiddushin for the first one also, so it's 10. The 5 Tvilas, each one has 2 Kiddushin, so it's Taka 5 times 2. El Rabbonon, Tisha Have, according to Rabbonon, it's the first one doesn't have a 2 Kiddushin, so the other ones, Taka, have a Kiddush Poshat. But the first one doesn't have a kiddush pasha because of big dechoil, so it ends up being only 9 kiddushin. El rabbonon tisha hava, amel rabbonon kiddush basra. The last time that you mekadesh is kiposhet big dechoidish, when you remove the final big dechoidish by the fifth tefillah, velovish big dechoil, and you put on big dechoil again. So ovid lehosom, you do the ma'ase kiddush after the removal of the big dechoidish, and ovid lehosim, you do it over there. You take it, do it over there. So it's a chelik of the kiddush that took place over there. That the asol kiddushin or yom kippurim took place even the kiddush is even when you remove the big dechoidish. And not doing it now for an avoida, you remove the big dechoidish, you still do a ma'aseh kiddush, and that's the asol kiddushin that were done. Zok v'ashi kiddush basrik shigom avoida is kol hayom. When you finish the avoida of the whole day, you push a big dechoidish, love a big dechoil. Over the hosom, the chiddush is you do it over there. Kshabol lifshat big dekodesh, you do it when you remove the big dekodesh. Because if you're not going to do it, if you're doing it when you're not in the kodesh anymore, then it's not the asol kiddushin of ois hayoyim. The ledidon sviralon kiddush chad apshita v'chal levisha. We hold you do kiddush for the pshita and for the levisha. Ul rameya loy mekadesh midi. Kong to rameya, you don't do it anymore. Sherei einabol lilvash big dekodesh. Kong to rameya, the two kiddushin are for the levisha. There's no new levisha by the last removal of the big dekodesh. But according to the Rabbonon, that's what I said, ledidan, one is for pshita and one is for levisha. So ein chanami over here, it's for the pshita taka. You're removing the big dekodesh, the last one, even though you're putting on big dechoil. But Yitaka make another kiddush, and that's the 10th one. So the asol kiddush in the Kongtura Meir is the first one, the additional from the 9 to 10 is the first one when you remove the big dechoil, and according to Rabbonon, it's when you remove the big dechoidish, the last one when you remove the big dechoidish and you put on big dechoil for the pshitas of the big dechoidish. And according to Meir, it's for the levisha of the big dechoidish. Now, even though there's a fairish mission that says that he's mekalish yodav raglov after he removed the final big dekodesh,
The Gemara's Hamina right now was that Kiddush was not part of the Asar Kiddushim because it's not Letzer Chavoida. So Mechatesa, it's done with Kiddush. And that the Gemara Takagufa says that no, Nase, Akiposh, Big the Kiddush, Velovish, Big the Chol, Ovid Le Hosom. It's Takadon over there and it's a Chalik of the Asar Kiddushim of the Yoim. That's how the Sikh Yitzhak learns the Hamina in the Maskona. Another Pshat he wants to say is that the Hamina was that the Asar Kiddushim are Mitli Toli in the Tfilas. And since over here the last kiddush is not for the tefillah, it's the chomesh tefillahs that require asor kiddushin. So, like Rashi says, asor kiddushin, like Rashi on the top, l'chomesh tefillahs. So over here the last one is not l'chomesh tefillahs. It's not for a tefillah, this last one. It's not connected to a tefillah. So the kiddush is that no, you still do a kiddush when you push at the big, the kiddush at the end, you put on big, the choyl. All right, we'll stop over here at the top of the Aflamet Beis, Omid Aleph, three lines from the top, Tonu Rabbanon.